Well, the hotel really came after harness racing, and I have a long history here. I started here when I was 15 years old, selling programs because my mother worked here, and I was selling race programs or harness racing. And then I moved up the line, and I went worked in the press box and did all sorts of interesting things. It's like home to me being here. And then through the whole changeover of getting a hotel, casino, it's been a great ride.
They say it's lonely at the top, but it doesn't have to be. I've spent the last 8 years embedded in our local business landscape, and I've learned one thing. Facts only tell half the story. I'm Ann Donnelly. Join me for an intimate look at the minds of the innovators and leaders shaping our region. We aren't just talking business, we're talking legacy. From the North Country Media Network, upstate New York's voices of authority, this is Building Success Stories.
I'm here today with Colleen Carlson, Director of Sales at the Saratoga Casino Hotel. Hello, Colleen. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the hotel and your role here?
Well, the hotel really came after harness racing, and I have a long history here. I started here when I was 15 years old, selling programs because my mother worked here, and I was selling race programs or harness racing. And then I moved up the line, and I went worked in the press box and did all sorts of interesting things. It's like home to me being here. And then through the whole changeover of getting a hotel, casino, it's been a great ride. Years back, we would have Fortune's restaurant would have like 350 people coming for lunch, for dinners. What's changed is we only open it for private events because we have the hotel, and it's very successful. We do a lot of conferences, social events. We have the lodge, which is on the corner of Nelson Avenue. We have a large tent we put up for the good weather. And we do weddings. We do a lot. We've really come a long way from selling buffet dinners at Fortune's. When we got the hotel, it just changed everything, and it made everything more interesting.
So corporate entertainment has grown in itself as a thing.
Yes, we do a lot of corporate conferences, holiday parties. That's been great. I mean, right now I'm in the thick of getting conferences ready for the spring, quite a few. So yeah.
So are the attendees mostly local, or are they people coming from everywhere?
They come from everywhere. I mean, I don't think they're flying in from Europe. They're coming from Westchester, Long Island, Buffalo, and nearby.
Various industries.
Yes. Places. We have CSEA groups, we have corporate groups. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, and we're very fortunate. We have incredible food, so they keep coming back for that. We have a lot of repeat mm-hmm. business. And we do galas. We do the hospital gala, mm-hmm. and that's over at the lodge area, and that's 1,000 people. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Chile. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. Everything changed when we got the hotel. It really ramped up everything.
Yeah,
it makes it really interesting. It's very exciting to work in a hotel.
I guess it is. Okay, so we discussed that you have various industries from mostly around the state, but there's probably people coming in from out of state as well for a lot of these things. This property is sort of unique in the area. It's much larger. So tell me about the various rooms and facilities that you offer.
So, let's say here. We sell Fortunes. We sell the lodge.
No.
It's beautiful. It's on the corner. Have you seen it on the corner?
No.
It's on the corner of Nelson and Crescent mm-hmm. Avenue. And it's a lodge. And it's got dark green exterior. And when you walk in there, it's like got spectacular woodwork. It's a gorgeous.
It's like an old-time Adirondack lodge.
Yes.
Place.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. So we started doing events over there, and then we decided to put a tent in front of the lodge. Mm-hmm. And we put a stamped concrete slab down, and we have a large tent, and we do so many weddings, galas.
You said you could accommodate up to 1,000?
We can.
With the outside and the ins.
Well, no, I mean, if we haven't really done that, but like we have this Saratoga Sponsor Scholar Derby Party, and they have about 350 people come. And they can have work because that's an event that kind of flows in and flows out. Mm-hmm. And they can bet over there. It's just mm-hmm. for that we set up a betting machine. And what else? We have some things. I do love the galas. Mm-hmm. And we use vapor for special events too. Mm-hmm. So we have the Saratoga Builders Association. They do their showcase at Homes Awards banquet with us every year. Mm-hmm. Coming up in April, we'll have the AIM Services Gala. We've done a lot of things in there. Mm-hmm. Vapor's a really driving factor in business.
So you've got a real range of facilities. We so really from a nightclub to the lodge to traditional conference rooms. Like we're in a small conference room right now.
We have a ballroom. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things. Yeah. We have Morton's Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. So Morton's Steakhouse, I sell packages. People can do banquets with them. Smaller. And if we have somebody who wants a larger one, we can sometimes put them in the ballroom space so mm-hmm. that Morton's can serve there. But Morton's was a game changer too for us. Mm-hmm. Recently, we had the chain mixer. And we couldn't believe how many people showed up. We had it in the hotel lobby. Mm-hmm. And then Morton's, I don't know if you really paid attention to the table in the center of the lobby. We put a charcuterie board there, butler passed hors d'oeuvres, mm-hmm. and it was a great mm-hmm. event. It was a great opportunity for us to, you know, somebody show off book business.
To what you've got to the chamber members. Hosting an event is a great way. So it's advantage of being a member of the chamber, but you've got to use it to your advantage. You can't just sit back and wait for people to, so having a mixer and showing off, you know, the food and the service is very important.
It was great. I find for me, I don't really go out seeking business, which mm-hmm. doesn't make sense in a way for my role, but I'm involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm.
So you think that's a good...
I have to tell you, I have joined committees. I attend the events. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they end up being here because they know me. It's usually at the lodge because the tent is spectacular. So that's really enriched my life. And it's brought us business. It's a nice pairing.
Yeah.
Going to events and joining with nonprofit organizations really opens up a world. Don't go out asking for business, which is a good place to
be. That's very interesting.
It really is. Yeah.
I mean, I've found that having multiple touch points helps with sales so that like you might meet someone at the chamber and then you meet them at a nonprofit and then you might meet them at the Y and then another chamber. Because one touch doesn't always do the job.
No, it doesn't. You can. Yeah.
So it's interesting that you find that your involvement in nonprofits is...
It's been it's really enriched my life and our sales.
And business.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
So how are business using the casino and hospitality venues differently post-pandemic? Have you found that there's a difference?
Not really.
Really?
No.
Things slowed down, but then they kind of came back again?
Well, my head's going to pop off.
Yeah, you're so busy.
I am so busy. And it's because our sales manager, Caitlin, had a baby. So I'm doing her stuff. Yeah. And she does all the hotel rooms and mm-hmm. conferences. And I'm doing that along with what I do. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, my inbox is just people are emailing. They want information. They want to come here. So we are very fortunate. I think a lot of it is because we have so many things under one roof.
Do you find casino business has grown since you guys got involved, or has it always been steadily busy?
It's been steadily busy.
That brings a lot of people to the hotel.
Yes, people come to the hotel. We offer hotel packages on mm-hmm. the weekend for people that want to do that, do a little. And Morton's brings people to the property. It's really great because that whole under one roof is perfect. We have tons of parking. We're very fortunate.
And do you find that because you have all this various offerings. Is the management of all of the different things that you offer, are you guys really working together to promote overall?
Yeah, well, we have a great marketing team, mm-hmm. and so they are certainly...
So they bring it all together.
Absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But we all work together.
So I came here for the first time a couple of months ago because my brother plays with the refrigerators.
Oh.
And he just started.
Okay.
So I came to Vapor for the first time. I've been wanting to come, yeah. but for the first time because I wanted to see him.
And you'd never been in it?
I'd never been in any of this.
You have?
No, no. So this is only my second time on the property. The first time was to go to Vapor. Yeah. Yeah, no, I loved it.
The groups that come to Vapor are very good.
Yeah, you have all the kind of top bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a good dance floor and a good
great dance floor. Yeah. We've got we have the AIMP services coming up in April. And there's a band in Albany. It's a Latin band. It's a big band. And I can't get over the crowd that band draws. Mm-hmm. And it's a great event.
So that's good. So you've got all the facilities that people would want.
Yeah, it really is a lot under one roof.
Huge parking lot. In fact, because I'm a Saratoga Honda customer, and when I do test drives, I come here.
Oh.
I drive from Saratoga Honda to your parking lot and drive around the parking lot and try out all the mirrors and everything and parking.
I can tell you that I'll sell anything. And I have sold the parking lot at times, and I sold the employee access road, and we've got the Saratoga Automobile Museum. We booked that, mm-hmm. and that comes every year. So we really do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I have the Porsche Club coming for a luncheon. They're coming from up north, and 300 people are going to come for a luncheon in April.
All in their Porsches.
And they're going to be in Fortunes because we can set up a set buffet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they all come by Porsche. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dedicate an area. Yeah. Well,
that's exciting. So there's just so many things that you can offer to.
There are.
All these different groups. That's amazing. Let's see. So do you have any sort of outlooks for the future? You know, you've already offering so much. Is there anything like in the pipeline that you can just keep us going? It's like, so we've got the Belmont for one more season. That's the last season.
Yeah.
So we've got a little bit longer of a season. Has that affected you, or are you busy anyway?
I'm pretty sure it does affect us in the fact that the players stay away that day.
Yeah.
Because we're right across the street. Yeah,
it's going to be busy.
A lot of seniors coming. And so they tend to stay away. They stay away in the snowstorms and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. So, but they would traverse. Yeah.
So that's something that you found, that like you have a good population of seniors, citizens,
absolutely.
That are coming to gamble for the casino. So
all ages.
Yeah. 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 But that is a good demographic that is pretty popular.
It really is.
Yeah.
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 I have friends that work at another casino and they say that too. Yeah. Yeah. So afternoon gigs, the seniors.
2 o'clock.
Enjoy it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool.
So what challenges do you find here? Like, is it hard to maintain a good staff?
We have a good core. It's improved. I guess I could say it's ebbs and flows, and it's in a good way now. At a certain time, we had to cut back on what we could book, and that's hard when you're a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a long stretch. And then things changed, and now we're going full steam ahead.
That's great.
It is green, except the inbox is crazy.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good problem.
I'm just so blessed by having such an easy gig.
Do you work with other venues when you can't? You're booked up and say, try such and such?
Well, we would have conferences. We have one coming up that get sold out, and they needed a hotel room. So they've got a backup plate.
These other,
we don't really go out for space kind of, like to book an event.
Yeah.
It's more hotel rooms.
So sometimes you've got events that there are more people than you can actually accommodate in them.
Yes.
At times, yeah.
Yeah, because we only have so many hotel rooms.
Yes. Yeah. Especially if it was happening during like track season.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're fully. Everybody's fault.
You got to book a year or more ahead of time for those, the busiest seasons.
Yeah. And we have, we're fortunate to have a lot of repeat business. The conferences they're getting, they keep coming back again and again. And we have a great banquet team. And we, honest to God, have incredible food. You'll have to come and
Do you think the food is the real, like, gem? Or that it's, you've got so much to offer?
You have to come to a banquet.
Yeah.
You need to come to a banquet or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been here your whole life,
My whole life. Early on, you know, I always was volunteering for something. So I've been a part of a lot of great organizations and I support a lot of them. Our company every year on Giving Tuesday, we give $120,000 to nonprofits. We give each of them $10,000. I really love all the nonprofits. So that's a big thing for me. And because of that, do get calls saying, hey, we want to hold this kind of.
So just by being a good citizen, a good company, a good
member
of the community has been a good selling factor for you.
It really has.
It's just the whole ecosystem.
I can't do hard sales. Like, I can't be aggressive. Mm-hmm. It kind of just organically happens.
Yeah.
It's working. It is working.
That's great.
Yeah. Still not sure why I'm getting interviewed.
Well, it's working.
No.
You know, and I think, like, I love to highlight this type of story.
It's been a good run.
Yeah. And I'm lucky that I've been able to meet a lot of women like you through the Women in Business groups.
I'm on the Surgeon Hospital Board. And I'm doing a capital campaign. Mm-hmm. We're going to be opening sometime soon, get it built, the Center for Successful Aging and Wellness.
That sounds amazing.
I mean, I find it to be quite a unique and beneficial thing for the community that she brought this. She brought this with her to do. Basically, it's a one-stop shop for, you know, older people, but not the going to one appointment here and then got to drive.
This
trying to pull it all together.
That is interesting. And are you involved in that initiative?
Yeah, I'm the co-chair. Yeah, with Bobby Jo Lucas from Adirondack Trust Bank. But it's a team effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
What factors most influence booking decisions today? Do you think it's pricing, amenities, locations, or the overall experience, or food?
It's different with every group.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty much all of them. It's just every group.
Because for some, it's going to vary.
Exactly.
Some are tighter on budget.
Yes.
Some want specific amenities.
Sometimes we do get groups that, you know, we set food and beverage minimums so that we're not losing money. But sometimes those minimums are high for certain groups, which...
Well, you can't sue
everyone. No, you can't.
And those are business decisions.
They are. And so, you know, it's unfortunate, but anyways. But yeah, so we're definitely, you want to make money.
But you're saying you get a lot of repeat business, so you must be doing something right.
We really are. I know. It's great.
So that's the best sign.
Yes.
And
yes.
Referrals.
Yes.
Yeah. When people have a good experience, then they're likely to talk about you to other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And Morton's is so great to have that too.
I love a good steak.
Oh, gosh.
I definitely need to come.
You do need to come. So good. I wish you'd been at the chamber. He didn't serve any food really. He served butler pass, but.
The like fruit.
Yeah.
Hors d'oeuvre.
I got so many people.
It's hard to eat at the.
It really is. He was going to just put it down. And I said, you can't put it down. People are going to swarm one platter and then we're not going to have enough food. But it was.
Yeah. It's great, though, that like the, you know, the experience that you have from when you were very young, like now you just know so much about the industry. It's amazing.
It has been interesting along the way. I met my husband here.
Yeah. And what does he do here?
He's a senior vice president. He's got a lot. He does a lot of political things. He's good. He's at the community too, volunteering.
That's great. You sound like a good pair.
So we have the Saratoga Sponsor Scholar, and that is the organization that does the Derby Party. And they do great stuff. Great stuff. They had over 300 people went to the event. I mean, they're strong supporting. And they really feature all those kids that have done so well and are going off to college. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
That's great.
It's hard for kids, you know.
It's sad if someone can't fulfill their potential because of opportunity, money, you know, connections. And that, you know, like I said, the more you give, the more you get in return. Yeah. Do you have any specific advice for women in business? You kind of just naturally do it.
I guess you just need to enjoy it to do it. But
we discussed this a little bit earlier on, like you were saying, it's just you do what's passionate to you and it works. I think authenticity is very important. Yeah. Don't try to be something you're not. Be yourself.
Exactly.
That's the vibe I'm getting from you.
No.
So it's my words, but I'm getting that vibe from you.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
You know.
And I do love, I love what I do, and I love all it means. Some you don't love, but
some, you got to take it.
Some,
you know,
it's going to be a lot of work, but you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're used to it.
Yeah.
And they keep coming back, so.
It's great. So it's a good success story.
There's inquiries every day.
Right?
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Definitely.
And I think it's just because we have a really full package here.
You kind of have an advantage.
We do.
Because you've got all the facilities.
We do. So, yeah.
That's good. It's working.
All right. Well, glad we did this.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me and listening to the Building Success Stories podcast. We've explored a lot of facts today, but more importantly, we've gained insight into what truly motivates and inspires a leader. Subscribe to the show so you never miss a lesson from our region's most influential voices. And if you found value, the best way to support the local business community is to share this podcast with one other leader who needs that spark today. For more information on the North Country Media Network, visit northcountry.media. I'm Ann Donnelly. Keep learning, keep leading, and keep building your success story.